Please take your Bibles and turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll be standing shortly, reading verses 5 through 10. Let us stand, if you would, 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll begin reading at verse 5. I heard the other day that the attention span of Americans is shrinking, that there was a time in which it was quite common for the Puritans to have a Sunday morning service in which the preacher would preach over 2 hours. You know what the average attention span is of the American adult today? 18 minutes. And I was reading this the other day, and they said the average pastor in a church today should preach no longer than 20 minutes. I'm glad none of you said amen. Let's begin reading at verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, into virtue knowledge, into knowledge temperance, into temperance patience, into patience godliness, into godliness brotherly kindness, into brotherly kindness charity. And if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye neither shall be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the opportunity to be here this Sunday morning, to have the songs to sing, and Lord, the message now to be given. We ask, Lord, now that your hand would be upon us, protect us, keep us from the evil. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. It would seem that it is our responsibility to grow spiritually as individuals. Yes, as a pastor, I am to proclaim the word of God, but it is your responsibility to grow in the Lord. Our Lord and Savior has given us the resources to get the job done, and we are not to sit lethargic and unmotivated. We are to be diligent, or to make every effort to grow in our faith. And as we saw last week, we grow spiritually as we add to our faith. As we have faith in Jesus Christ and we've come to know him as our Savior, that is not the end of the game. That is not the end of the process. That is just the beginning. And Peter writes and says, we are to add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness. And if that is not enough, we are to add to brotherly kindness charity, love in action, agape love. Lawrence O. Richard writes that temperance is the key to our growing in faith. That if we are going to do it, we need to be in control of self. But we need to refuse greed and access, and to walk the straight and narrow road of faith. And to do that, we must have temperance or self-control. James, the half-brother of Jesus, wrote that we are to show our faith by what? Our works. According to the Apostle Peter, we are to add these 7 things to our faith as proof of our faith. Both Peter and James believe faith needed to be seen. Don't tell me you have faith. Show me you have faith. These things, in verse 8, it says, for if these things be in you and abound. Verse 9 says, but he that lacketh these things is blind. Verse 12 says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you in remembrance of these things. These things are important. Verse 15, moreover, I will endeavor that ye may have these things always in remembrance. Later, Peter would write in chapter 3, verse 1, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. To be reminded. Why do we have Thanksgiving Day? Is it so that the Detroit Lions can play football? Is it so that hundreds and thousands of turkeys give up their lives? No, that's not why we have Thanksgiving Day. It's so that we remember. We remember. My wife and I took two of our grandchildren up to Frankenmuth to go to Splash Village. You ever been up to Splash Village? Okay, well, let me say this. There's a lot of water. And she, Samantha says to me, Papa, let's go on one of the slides. Those slides aren't made for 64-year-old men. So we got this inner tube that was made for two people. And I got on it, and she got on it, and she goes, all right! And I said, oh, no. Because as we were starting, the woman at the top said, oh, this is the fast one. And down we went, and there were no lights. We were in darkness. All I'm doing is falling. Why didn't you warn me? And we went around and down, and finally, after 7 hours and 26 seconds, it ended. It ended. And I gave Samantha off to Donna, and I took Ben, because he was on the lazy river. And you know what that bugger kept trying to get me to do? No, he wanted me to get under the water that kept dunking. They have buckets that fill with water, and they get to a certain point, and they, and then when he would fall, he says, did I get you? Booger. It was better than the slide. It was definitely better than the slide. But then later, he says to me, he says, you know what the best two holidays are? He said, Halloween and Christmas. He says, you get stuff. I said, what about Thanksgiving? He goes, nah, Halloween and Christmas. But you know, Thanksgiving is important. It causes us to remember. What was yesterday? Veterans Day. In Canada, they call it what? They call it Remembrance Day. To remember what has been done. Peter says, I want you to remember. Remember what? Remember that Jesus Christ came to earth, lived, and then was killed as our sacrifice for our sins. Don't ever, ever, ever forget what he has done in our behalf. Verse 16. 2 Peter chapter 1. For we have not followed cunning, devised fables. Do you believe everything your politicians tell you? We'd be fools to believe everything they told us, right? Do you believe everything the guy who sells you your car says to you? No. How about when they try to get you to recruit you into the armed services? Should you believe everything the recruiting officer tells you? No. But you can believe everything that's in the Word of God. And Peter writes and says, we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Not cunning and devised fables, but the very word of God. If you would, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we'll be looking at a number of scriptures right now, and I hope that you can stay with us. But if not, listen carefully. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we'll begin reading at verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. For if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Paul, writing, tells us that he has done this in a right and proper way. Peter says, I haven't used cunning fables. 2 Timothy, if you would, please, chapter 4. 2 Timothy, chapter 4. We'll begin reading at verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto what? Fables. They want to be tickled. They want to be entertained. They want to go away feeling good about themselves. Well, we should only feel good about ourselves is if when we are in the Word and doing that which the Word says. 2 John chapter 1. You say, Pastor Paul, there's only one chapter in 2 John. I realize that. 2 John, we'll read verses 7 through 11. Are there cunningly devised fables in our world today? Absolutely. The world is full of false religions. The world is full of false teachings. Aren't you glad you're not going to come back as a pig? Well, there are those who believe you come back. There are some who believe you've been through, you're recycled through life. Where are all the new people coming from then? Let's move along. 2 John, verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that ye lose not those things which ye have wrought, but that we receive a full rewarder. But verse 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. When they come to your house and they're carrying their briefcase and it's a man and a woman or two women or two men, and many times with a child, go out on your front porch and talk to them. Use their King James Bible and show them, but don't bid them Godspeed. When they park their bike someplace, and I never know where they park their bikes, and they come to your house and they're in their white shirt and tie, go out on the front porch and talk to them. Use their King James Bible and show them the truth. Don't bid them Godspeed. They are teaching false doctrines. They will send people to hell. There is salvation only through Jesus Christ. Jude, just over a couple of books. Jude, verses 3 and 4. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith. Now, the faith is there and you're to add to your faith, correct? But earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, for there are certain men crept in unawares. Those who have brought false doctrines to this world and used portions of the scripture and then added to them so-called revelations. And there are some even up and down the streets of our city that proclaim a works-based salvation. They have crept in. They sound good. They take people and they manipulate them. But this is the truth, folks. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This should be our book. And let's never forget it. Back, if you would, again to 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 19, down through 21. We also have a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. I was going down that tube. I thought there's got to be a light at the end of the tunnel. There, when you're in darkness, you fear because you can't see. But when I got to the light, even though I was still in the tunnel, I didn't fear near as much. We find here that a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The scriptures are God-breathed. They are not the inventions of men. And may I say this, the great deceiver, the devil, works long and hard at twisting the word of God, diluting its teachings and denying its importance. His desire is to get us to stop reading the word. Some say we do not have the original manuscript, so we don't know what God's true words were. But we can, from what we do have his message. The message is important, but what's of more importance? The word. The word. Write it down. God inspired and God has preserved his word. He gave us what he wanted us to have, and he is able to preserve it. And we have the preserved word of God. And we can believe it, and we can count on it. Deuteronomy 6:6-7. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest. Dr. Mark, the reason that generation didn't know of the works of the Lord, as you said, is that that generation forgot to tell the next generation. And how could they not tell them of what the Lord had done to bring them out of Egypt? And how that he had provided for them in the wilderness, and how they had won great victories. And yet they did not know because they did not tell them. Our children and our grandchildren need to know the importance of this book. They need to know. Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God, quoting from the book of Deuteronomy. If Jesus used the word, we are to use the word also. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 says that every word of God is pure. We were in 2 Timothy. Would you please go back there again? 2 Timothy, we're going to look first at verse 2 in chapter 4, but then we'll be going to chapter 3 also. But 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 2. Paul, writing to Timothy, says this, preach the word. He didn't tell them to entertain them. He didn't tell them to make them feel good. He said, preach the word. Because the time will come in which they will not endure sound doctrine. But you still keep preaching the word. Back in chapter 3, beginning at verse 15. Now you do understand that when Paul wrote this to Timothy, there were no chapters and there were no verses. They're put in there for our convenience. Because it would be awful hard if we just had the whole letter without the chapters and the verses. Verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. You think that's a good thing? That from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Children learn so much easier than we that are older. If you want your child to learn a second language, you should teach it to them when they are young. The missionaries come home and they tell them their children learned the language far quicker than the adults did. So what you teach as a child or teach to a child is very important. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, notice, which are able to make thee wise unto what? Salvation. So why does Satan want to distort the Bible? Why does he want to make it so people will not read the Bible? Why does he want us to ignore the Bible? Because, it says here, these are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I remember talking to a person who said that they went to church for years and never understood one thing that was being said. And then they were told they weren't really supposed to have a Bible because they didn't know how to understand it and interpret it. Is that truth? No. That's why we encourage you to bring your Bible. We want you to read your Bible. We want you to know what the Bible has to say. It is able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is God-breathed. It is all Scripture given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It is the manual. It is the guidebook. It is what we need. And our enemy says, oh, you don't need it. That was for 2,000 years ago. No, we need it as much today as they needed in the days of Christ. When the words were penned, we still need the Word of God. Let's stand together, if you would, please. We'll be singing Just As I Am. Maybe this morning there is something that you need to come to the altar and to pray about with the Lord. Maybe you want to come and pray for someone, children, grandchildren, parents, family members, friends, someone that will not follow the advice of the Word. Pray that they will be shown the truth. Maybe you just like come and pray, say, Lord, give me the opportunity to talk to someone. Pray that you will have the strength to do it. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, if there's any lost here today, you know the spiritual condition of each, that, Lord, they would come and get things right. Lord, if there's someone that is struggling with an issue and they need to come and pray, Lord, the opportunity is here. Lord, keep us solid in the Word. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.